This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Zimbabwe's Constitutional Court on Friday unanimously upheld President Emmerson Mnangagwa's narrow victory in last month's historic election after the opposition alleged vote rigging, saying sufficient and credible evidence had not been produced. Thabani Mphofu, a lawyer for the opposition, said that while the court has spoken,
the good thing is also that the people followed through the proceedings. They are entitled by law to come up with their own conclusions. But there is a serious legitimacy issue.
The news means Mnangagwa's inauguration will be held within 48 hours as Zimbabwe moves into a new era after Robert Mugabe's 37-year rule. Treasurer Scott Morrison will be Australia's new prime minister after winning a three-way battle for the leadership of the Liberal Party on Friday, with incumbent Malcolm Turnbull not contesting the party ballot. Reuters' Ed Giles reports.
A revolving door of leadership is familiar to Australians. Morrison will become the sixth prime minister in a decade after a swearing-in ceremony with the country's governor-general. Friday's vote was the second leadership battle held this week. Turnbull narrowly won that vote. Since then, the country's parliament has been rocked by resignations from Turnbull's cabinet. That instability led to leadership vote number two on Friday and Turnbull's decision to step down.
That was Reuters' Ed Giles. Reuters News is reporting that U.S. President Donald Trump says he has asked Secretary of State Mike Pompeo not to go to North Korea at this time. Mr. Trump says we are not making sufficient progress with respect to the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. He also added that he does not believe China is helping with the process of denuclearization of the peninsula. Trump sends his warmest regards and respect to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. This is VOA News. Spain's government